Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hello, is this Lucas?
Yes, speaking.
Lucas, you don't know me. My name is Donald, and I work with your girlfriend, Lori.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, the game is on, my friend.
I'm not following you.
What's going on is I've become quite fond of the fair maiden Lori, and I want her as my own.
Who are you, man? Have I ever met you before?
We have never officially met.
What's your name again?
My name is Donald.
Donald.
And I'm a mail clerk in the office where the fair maiden Lori works.
You're a mail clerk?
Yes. I deliver Lori's mail every day.
All right, Donald. So what I'm getting from this, your garbled tone, is that a mail clerk is infatuated with my girlfriend.
You will refer to her. You will refer to her as the fair maiden Lori.
Is this Mike? Mike, are you with me right now?
My name is Donald.
Mike, I know it's you, man.
My name is Donald, and I work at in the mail room. I know that Lori works on the fourth floor.
As a matter of fact,
last Tuesday you guys met for lunch. And you didn't know this,
Donald,
but
do you
I was.
How creepy you are right now?
You didn't know this, but I watched you the whole time, and I could tell that she
Donald.
Was not with the type of man that Lori needs in her life. You are clearly.
This is getting really creepy right now.
You are.
This is probably crossing some legal lines, too.
You are clearly not a man who is noble of heart and peaceful of mind.
What?
You are clearly not a man who is noble of heart and peaceful of mind.
Yeah, I heard you, Donald, but what you're saying makes no sense.
And that is why I must strike you down on the field of battle.
What the f*** is going on?
What's going on is you've met your day of reckoning, my friend.
No, what's going on is you're a huge f***ing nerd, Donald.
You will face me on the battlefield this Saturday for the hand of the fair maiden Lori.
Donald, I don't know who you are, and you clearly have no idea what the century this is, but you can't call someone and challenge them to a duel for the hand of their girlfriend.
You're such a noob. This happens all the time in the LARPing world.
No, if you want, maybe in the what world?
The LARPing world. Live action
world. The LARPing world.
Yes.
Right.
If you want somebody's girlfriend, you challenge them to a
duel. The problem is I live in the real world, and so does Lori. Okay? We're not part of your world.
I want to duel with you for the heart of the fair maiden Lori.
Listen, you dumb piece of shit. I'm not going to jump into your epic nerd battle for the heart of my girlfriend.
You have no choice. You have been called into action. If you do not...
How did you get this number?
If you do not battle me on the field this Saturday, the fair maiden Lori's heart belongs to me.
Listen, you weirdo. Hang up the phone. I'm not going to do anything crazy this time, but if you call me back, I'm going to come over there. And I'm going to find you in the mailroom, and I'm going to kick your ass.
We will meet on the battlefield this Saturday. I will duel you to the death.
No, Donald.
And then I will take the fair maiden Lori back to my castle, where I will f*** her on my floor.
You. You do not say that type of f*** to me, man. I'm going to kick your ass out, dude. You crossed the line there.
Hey, Lucas.
You crossed the f***ing line.
Hey, Lucas.
Dude, f*** you. Okay, you do not talk to me that way. That's
Lucas.
My girlfriend.
Lucas.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What the f***, man?
It's a joke. Your girlfriend wanted me to set you up.
Oh, my God. she set me up for this?
Yeah, she did. She emailed us and wanted us to mess with you.
Oh, my God, man. I can't believe you got me with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.